Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The Fairbanks City Council heard a full agenda Monday night, which included discussion on tearing down the Polaris building and the welcoming of new council member Aaron Gibson. Council members certified the results of the October 1st election, making them official and legal. First-time Councilman Gibson was given the oath of office along with incumbent Councilwoman Valerie Therrien and Mayor Jim Matherly. Matherly was initially elected mayor in 2016 and has previously served on the City Council. Council members David Prues and June Rogers introduced Resolution 4893 to seek federal funding to tear down the Polaris building. The resolution was tweaked to include more types of uses and passed by the council. The proposed usages include possible combinations of senior housing, condominiums, a performing arts center, retail shops, and a convention center. The funding the city seeks will include federal and state grant funds for hazardous waste cleanup. The Polaris building was condemned in 2012 because of contamination with mold and asbestos. The FBI is helping police in Anchorage with the investigation of a homicide captured in photos and video on a camera memory card. FBI Special Agent Steve Forrest said the agency is helping investigate the death of Kathleen Henry, whose remains were discovered October 2nd by a passerby along the highway south of Anchorage. He said he could not discuss details of the case, but can confirm the FBI has provided and continues to provide help to the Anchorage Police Department. Brian Stephen Smith is charged with first-degree murder in the case. His attorney, Assistant Public Defender Daniel Lowry, said by email Tuesday he does not comment on pending cases. The matter came to police attention on September 30th when a woman called police and said she found a camera memory card on the ground containing evidence of a crime. The card was labeled, quote, "Homicide at Midtown Marriott." Midtown is a section of Anchorage. The ACLU of Alaska is preparing to file suit against the city of Nome after the city rejected an offer to settle a case which alleges police mishandled a rape investigation and that cases involving Alaska Native women are not taken seriously. KNOM reports that the $500,000 settlement was offered to the city on behalf of alleged sexual assault victim Clarice Hardy. ACLU Alaska Legal Director Steve Kotev says they are now preparing a civil suit. An attorney representing the city of Nome, Clinton Campion, rejects ACLU claims that the city, quote, deprived Clarice Hardy of her equal protection rights. A letter from Campion claims that at most a police officer failed to do their job in handling the rape report. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. I'm Gary Black.